Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again, joined by Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And let me give you the phone number here in the studio. It's 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. And this show is being broadcast not only in the New York City and environs, goes all the way down to Philadelphia, by the way, and all the way up to Boston. And so that's where it's heard in here, and also down on WGKA, the show goes down to Atlanta, Georgia. And that 800 number works all the way down in Atlanta and everywhere else in the United States. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, so we await your calls. All right, a couple of things that, you know, were in the news here and there. We spoke in the first hour about the caffeine problem and the fact that some students took some alcohol and caffeine combination products, and nine of them wound up in the hospital. There was another article that came out, not related to that, but it says B vitamin supplements slow brain atrophy in cognitively impaired patients. And this was the results of a double-blinded clinical trial in a journal called PLOSONE. And it revealed that men and women with mild cognitive impairment who were supplemented with vitamin B6 and B12 and folic acid experienced a reduction in the rate of brain atrophy compared with those who received a placebo. And I think that's quite significant. You know, if you can give someone B12, B6, and folic acid, I don't know if they were why they picked those three amino acids. Maybe it was because those are the ones that seem to be effective in lowering homocysteine.
Yeah, I think that was the reason, Arnie. They were... I think one of the theories was that there was a connection between homocysteine and its effect in somehow relating to dementia or something, and so that's why they chose those three vitamins.
No, but that was nice. I mean, they did they used about 168 men and women 70 and older who were diagnosed with a mild cognitive impairment.
Yeah.
And,
well, it's interesting, Arnie. You know, I think we actually touched on this study one of the weekends you were off. What's interesting isn't so much this particular study in a way. What's interesting to me is that there are studies like this that come out on a regular basis, constantly. Now, not every one of them, of course, is a perfect in double blind, high numbers, perfect, the placebo controlled study. You know, but there's study after study after study coming out, big ones, small ones, in varying degrees of quality. All of them showing the value of taking nutritional supplements, and yet every now and then, one negative study will come out. You know, oh, it turns out that taking a certain vitamin doesn't cure something after all, whatever. And that's the one that gets all the press and gets reported on and makes the headlines. And yet all of these studies like the one that you just mentioned that just come out on a regular, constant basis, they're ignored.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. You know,
and you know what we're trying to point out by reporting these things to you is that you have to take a step back and use a little bit of common sense and look at the overall picture. Okay, yeah, fine. There may not. Yeah, you're not going to find a definitive proof one way or the other that taking, you know, 50 milligrams of vitamin B6 is going to do this or do that. But the overall the evidence is that it's more likely to help you in many different ways than it is to hurt you.
Yeah, and as you point out, it's not an expensive thing to do.
Yeah.
So, and you know, why not?
Yeah, the benefits are potentially great, and the risks are relatively minor.
Yeah, no, I definitely have to agree with you. Definitely have to agree. There's other things that came out. Other studies came out. For example, they had that one, that study on fish oil a while back, which they turned, you know, they tried to make it into a negative thing. You know, it was always felt that giving fish oil or DHA component of fish oil to pregnant women would do a whole bunch of good things, which it does. And they measured the IQ of the babies, and they found that whether a woman was given the fish oil EPA DHA or not, the IQ, they felt that if they gave the women the EPA DHA, the kids might be smarter. Well, it turned out that at 6 months of age, I believe, there was no difference in the intelligence of the children whose mother was given DHA or not given the DHA. So they made that, you know, that was the highlight of the study, you know, but that wasn't the real highlight of the whole thing. You know, the DHA consumption during pregnancy does a whole bunch of good things, you know. So it didn't improve the intelligence of the kid. So they made that the function of the study rather than all the good things that the EPA DHA did do. You know, so that's just the way that that they spin things.
So. Before we get to the phones, Arnie, maybe we could take a moment to repeat some of the new things that are on the website. Would you like to do that? Maybe we should give the phone number for those. We still have some open lines, folks. 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about nutrition, supplements, various health problems that might respond to supplements, feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. Can I take a moment to talk about the website, Arnie?
No. Take 2 moments, but sure.
Okay,
1 moment would be good.
Well, maybe 1.5. Okay.
All right. We'll see.
As I pointed out earlier, we've added some new features to the website, one of which I'm excited about. That's why I want to say it again. You know, in the past, those of you who got our catalog, you enjoyed it. You counted upon it. It was the only place you could see all of the informative ads and everything. Now we have generated a digital version of our printed catalog in the sale flyer. And if you go to our website, Wilner.com, Wilner with two L's, you will see a link right at the top of the homepage to the digital catalog. If you click on that, you get one of these nice little flip page deals that show everything in the catalog, all of the advertisements, all of the articles, all of the product listings, our new section at the end of the catalog that lists all of the Phytotech liquid herbal supplements, and you can actually there's a little a box where you can type in a word or a search phrase. It'll take you right to that, search the entire catalog. In the third section with the Phytotech, each product listing is linked to the actual product in the product database. Very, very nice. So now, in addition to the printed version of the catalog, you can look at an actual digital online version of the entire catalog on our website.
How and, about that?
Yeah, I think it's really neat.
Yeah.
And, of course, I just want to remind you also, you know, those of you who have questions and for whatever reason you can't call in to the radio show, well, yeah, you could send us an email. But to make it easy, I've set up a blog. It's www.dongoldberg.com. Okay, or if you just, I think, type in dongoldberg.com, it'll take it to my blog. And one section of the blog gives you, the heading is Ask a Question, Suggest a Topic. And you can type in your questions, suggest topics for us. I will either respond to it right there on the blog, or I will write up an article in response to it, or we can talk about it here on the radio show. So this is sort of a little way to make it easier for you to reach out to us in sort of a one-to-one basis, okay? DonGoldberg.com.
All right. Very good. Now, all right, let's just talk to Marguerite from Marlton, New Jersey. Hi, Marguerite.
Hi. How's everybody today?
Wonderful. And you?
I'm doing well, holding on my own. Yes, my question is with regard to a probiotic. I've looked through your catalog. I haven't found anything, and therefore I call to ask what you would recommend from your store. I'm in Jersey, South Jersey, and I do all my ordering for supplements, et cetera, from your store in Manhattan.
Wonderful. Okay.
Well, depends on why, you know, what your purpose is.
Sometimes, first of all, I've been using a product for a number of years. It's no longer available. Number two, some medicines can play havoc with your intestinal system,
mm-hmm.
and it's just something that if you take a probiotic, it helps you to keep on balance, and I really don't have a problem with regard to loose stools or constipation.
Okay, so just a general long-term preventative type probiotic.
Go.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to kind of zero in on what she was looking for, Arnie. Maybe we can actually expand her question, Arnie, to kind of discuss the different types of probiotics. But you want to give her an answer first?
Yeah, there's a couple of good choices. You have the Jarrodophilus EPS product is a good one by Jarrow. Primadophilus makes a good one. You know, so there's all types. Some need refrigeration, some don't need refrigeration. Which one would you like?
Phyllis need refrigeration?
Some do and some don't.
Okay, so ask your chemist.
No, which one would you like? One that needs
no refrigeration.
Probably the Jarrodophilus EPS would be a good one.
PS, yeah, good, because I do use their products also.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We need to pause for a break here. So if you want to stay on the phone, Marguerite, you can. If we answered your question, we'll talk to you again sometime. Okay. You're listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR and WGKA down Atlanta, Georgia. The phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podale.
We shall return after these messages.
Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. It contains a clinically documented human origin probiotic strain, Lactobacillus planetarum 299V. So? Well, this particular strain resists stomach acid and bile salts and has been shown to be very effective in colonization of human intestinal mucosa. In fact, it's the strain used in human clinical studies for intestinal health and function. Each capsule contains a minimum of 10 billion viable cells. So, well, do you have problems with irregularity, problems with bloating, gas, intestinal discomfort? Bingo! Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow is exactly what you need. A clinically documented probiotic for just those problems. Room temperature stable, vegetarian capsules. What are you waiting for? Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. Available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
And this is Arnie Gitomer. And some people think that because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemist has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. You don't believe me? Well, listen to these. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, we have the following sales discounts in effect. The entire Source Naturals line is 35% off. Country Life, Enzymatic Therapy, Sprunk Janssen, Nature's Way, Da Vinci Labs. The full lines are on sale at 30% off, and there's more.
Well, there certainly is more, Arnie. We also have deals on Solgar, Charo Formulas, Doctor's Best, and Allergy Research Group. And there's even more than that. How do you find out what? You go to our website, Wilner.com, and you check the On Sale tab. While you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter or request a free product catalog, or as I said before, you can look at the digital version of our product catalog. And you can even call for a catalog if you'd like, 1-800-633-1106. Plenty of ways to get a catalog, isn't there? Yes, you can. When you call, you leave your name and your address. The number again, 1-800-633-1106. Of course, best yet, visit us live at either of our two stores in Manhattan. This being Halloween, we don't want you to visit us dead, although I'm sure that would come to mind, or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
And while you're on the Wilner.com website, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices, even place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com, and Wilner has two L's. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is Don Goldberg, and I have a question for you. How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, maybe you should try Solgar's Ubiquinol, the pre-converted form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a harsh stimulant like caffeine. It's an antioxidant that provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes Ubiquinol, and it's present in every cell. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and then convert it to ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also blocks your production of CoQ10. Taking Solgar's ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users, so you can feel young again. Research shows that consumption of EPA and DHA omega-3 fatty acids may reduce the risk of coronary heart disease. Twin Labs Krill Essentials Omega-3 Cardio Krill Oil contains 100% pure krill oil, which contains omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, in a phospholipid form. This phospholipid form is more bioavailable than omega-3 triglycerides found in regular fish oil products. The phospholipid complex is more easily recognized, incorporated, and utilized by the body. Combined with the naturally occurring antioxidant astaxanthin, this phospholipid helps to prevent oxidation, which can lower the quality of omega-3 fatty acids from fish. To further support heart health, TwinLab added vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid to the Krill Essentials formula. Krill Essentials Omega-3 Cardio Krill Oil, along with all other products in the TwinLab line, is on sale at 35% off list price at Wilner Chemists.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And we're here answering your questions on the Wilner Window. Let's see. Marguerite, you're still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And thank you. I like that advertisement for the other Jarro product, so I've got two to choose from. My only question is, I guess both of them would set okay with any meds that a person takes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The medications, I haven't come across one that that seems to have any type of contraindication.
Right, and they're very common meds, too.
Yeah.
And I do use your Megazor Solgar Q10 100.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so everything you have is wonderful. And thank you for your time. Thank you for the suggestions, and I'll be on it tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Marguerite.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Arnie, Don, et cetera. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Am I et cetera?
Okay. Let's talk to John from East Northport, Long Island. Hi, John.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I've had several bouts of cellulitis over the last several years. Some have put me in the hospital in which I've received antibiotics intravenously, and others that when they finally come out with the magic combination of antibiotics that work, I was able to combat it with oral medication without going into hospital. But my point is, when I'm taking antibiotics, whether it be intravenously or orally, relative to the timing, say, of taking oral antibiotics, can I take, say, live yogurt or probiotics? In other words, if I take one in the morning, can I take the other at night to offset it, or do I wait until I go through the full 10 days?
No, you don't wait, because there's evidence to show, oddly enough, you'd think that the antibiotics might kill all the probiotics, and that indeed may happen, but the dead probiotics have a benefit. Okay, so ideally, take the probiotics as far away from the antibiotic as possible. So if you're taking an antibiotic morning and night, let's say, take the probiotics in the middle of the day.
Okay.
Now, the question is, why are you having these recurrent cellulitises, and what else might we do, such as zinc, an acetylcysteine? These might be relevant. Do you know why you're susceptible to this?
No, I haven't. The only thing, I've had two different doctors and multiple doctors in hospitals that I've quizzed on this, and about the only thing I can get from them is that it's usually caused by a break in the skin, either through a scratch or an insect bite, or through like athlete's foot. Mm-hmm. I usually get it in the leg.
So in other words, they really haven't looked at your nutritional metabolic vulnerabilities. Obviously,
correct.
If you get a scratch in the skin, you're more vulnerable than if you don't, but we all get scratches in the skin. I think you would be well served by, I guess, at the very minimum, talking to an infectious disease person, but also talking to somebody with a real nutritional outlook, such as me, Dr. Hoffman, Dr. Vanini, because there is a large literature of various micronutrients that are involved in helping infection. I was just looking here online, a study done on people 50 to 85 given 45 milligrams a day extra of zinc and had profoundly decreased subsequent infections over the next year. Placebo-controlled double-blind study. So that stuff is relevant.
85 milligrams of zinc.
Not 85, no. It was 45. It was actually 15 in the morning and 30 at night, done over a year. But that's just one study. There are other nutrients that are relevant.
Yeah, we always say take a good multivitamin mineral formula. Do you do that?
Yep.
Yes, I take a multivitamin. I take extra vitamin B. I don't take any extra zinc other than what is found in a multivitamin.
Okay, John, you're breaking up. Okay, and we also have to pause for a break where we take a break for traffic. So thanks for that call, John. And you're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. We shall return after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Now let's go to the traffic.
And good afternoon. 15-minute delays for the inbound upper deck of the George Washington Bridge. 5 minutes for the lower level. 5 at the inbound Holland Tunnel. And the Lincoln Tunnel looking good in either direction. Let's see what's going on along the Whitestone Bridge. A minor crash clearing on the Bronxbound side. That is still in the process of clearing. Gowanus Expressway inbound before the BQE split. A crash in the left lane. And construction closing 59th Street both ways between 2nd and 3rd Avenues. 6th Avenue closed for a street festival between 34th and 42nd. Now, into New Jersey on the Garden State Parkway, northbound before exit 145. An accident has cleared, but there is a 2-mile residual delay and a 1-mile backup on the southbound eastern spur of the New Jersey Turnpike at exit 16E, where weekend construction is taking place. The left lane is closed. East on 78 at exit 18, we have an accident involving a car into a guardrail, and that remains under investigation. And I'm Tom Rogers with WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract. I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back indeed. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Arnie Gatomer and Dr. Richard Podell. We're taking your phone calls, dealing with questions about nutrition, nutritional supplements, and your health. Before we get back to your calls, there's one comment I wanted to make. Well, actually, two comments. Those of you who are up here in the New York area heard the news where they talked about those comedians having that big rally down in D.C., and they said something about the light at the end of the tunnel, and as you approach the light at the end of the tunnel, what do you see? You
New
see
Jersey.
Dr. Podell's office,
right.
Okay, the Somerset and Summit, New Jersey. Dr. Richard Podell. That's okay. Anyway, I like my ending better than his. The other thing I wanted to do was throw down the gauntlet here regarding this question of when should you start taking probiotic supplements if you're taking antibiotics. You know, the pharmaceutical companies do a lot of sophisticated testing determining the shelf life of these various antibiotics in the body, and they adjust the dosage accordingly so that if you take the recommended dose of antibiotic at the recommended frequency, you're going to achieve certain blood levels of those antibiotics. And those blood levels, as I understand it, again, if you follow the instructions, will remain relatively constant. That's the whole point. So, that being the case, what the heck difference does it make if you take your probiotic supplement at the same time you swallow your antibiotic, or if you take it a couple hours later? Why would it make any difference? Anybody? I rest my case. I think this nonsense about, I just don't take it at the same time.
It's not a question. Here's the answer. Okay, you're talking about things in the intestinal tract. You're not just talking about the blood. You're talking about the antibiotic.
But that's where the antibiotics do their work.
I know, but that doesn't mean the antibiotic in the blood is going to kill the bacteria in the digestive tract. Orally taken antibiotics will kill the bacteria in the digestive tract. So therefore, you don't want to take them directly with the probiotics. You don't want to take the antibiotics with the probiotics because they'll be immediately destroyed.
The activity of the antibiotic is going to be working as it's dissolving in the intestine.
They're
going to duke it out. These little molecules of the antibiotic of the probiotic, they're going to toss out their gloves and duke it out right there in the intestine.
Absolutely, okay. That's the point.
I'm not
that's
sure it works that way, but anyway.
The probiotic stops the antibiotic? Is that what
Don is saying that why does it matter if you take an antibiotic and a probiotic together? Because it's in the antibiotic is really working in the blood. And I said, yeah, but it's the antibiotic in the intestine that's going to kill the probiotic in the intestine.
Right.
And if you take an antibiotic, let's say, intravenously, you may not kill the probiotics in the intestine. That's the whole point. That's why some people say it's better to take an intravenous antibiotic, because then you won't kill the beneficial bacteria in the gut.
Because the beneficial bacteria are actually working mainly in the gut. They're not getting into the blood.
That's right.
Yeah,
so,
which is not, I don't think, where the antibiotic is working locally. It's working systemically combat any bad bacteria or whatever that are in the gut and every place else in the body.
I think the mistake you're making.
Food for thought.
No, the mistake you're making is thinking that the antibiotics won't be effective in the gut. They will be effective in the gut. Okay, that's the mistake. All right, let's go to Zippy from Queens. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Adi and Don. Dr. Podell, I really hope you can help me. I'm a 62-year-old, very athletic woman. I had an awful fall at the ice skating rink. I didn't see it coming, and I have a very deeply bruised sternum, rib cage, and all the muscles and cartilage in the area. It's been over 2 weeks. The medical profession has nothing to offer besides sleeping pills and pain meds. I was wondering if you have anything more holistic to help me heal, deal with the pain, and get a proper night's sleep.
Let's talk about the swelling and possibly some of the pain. One of the things I like are proteolytic enzymes. Okay, these are basically the same type of enzymes, really, that digest your food, but they're not used for digesting your food. They're, if you want to just say, it gets the enzymes are absorbed into your blood. And they sort of debride the swelling and the tissue around the injury. So that would be one thing that I would definitely recommend. A couple of products I can think of that come to mind. Natural Factors has a product called Zymactive. Okay, there's been a product around for years and years called Wobenzyme. Okay, so those are at least two possibilities for proteolytic enzyme products. Right.
And Sam always talks about the homeopathic. What is that one?
The arnica.
Arnica. Yeah.
You can take arnica homeopathically. You can also take it as a topical product, and that would definitely be something that you could look at. And Arnie, I would also, you know, as she mentions bruising as a major problem, vitamin C and bioflavonoids.
Absolutely.
Would be just as effective after the fact as before the fact. So
yeah.
Increase your level of vitamin C and as much flavonoid rich material as you can manage. Bioflavonoids from any source would be good.
And the other thing that I always recommend, in your case it's late now, obviously, is ice. Whenever you get an injury, the first thing you want to do of that type.
She was on the ice. That was the problem.
Yeah, you fell on the ice.
I did that immediately. I did the ice. I did the arnica. I did the pellets. I've been doing Tramiel because I went online to try to educate myself.
You did all the right things. I would definitely recommend the proteolytic enzymes.
Is there anything that can help me get a more peaceful nights of sleep? I haven't slept in 2 weeks' time.
This looked, you know, we talk about natural products, but, you know, and we also say there's a time for medication. You know, for a short time, you may need a pain medication.
Mm-hmm. I tried Tylenol PM.
No. Tylenol PM is it's okay if you have a little pain, but this, it's not the type of thing you want to take for some serious pain. I'm talking about prescription medication you may need. So talk it over with your doctor.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, that's all they have to offer, but...
Yeah, but that, like I said, this is the time when you want to do it. You know, you're not going to need it for 6 months. You'll need it for a week till you get back to yourself.
They say months. I was at hospital special surgery, and now they tell me it'll be months before I get back to my normal schedule.
What'd you do, break something?
No, it's just the cartilage and the muscles and the whole rib cage and the sternum, although not bruised outside. Outside, I don't have a mark on me. Inside, it's just deeply bruised.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing appears to be broken. I couldn't take an MRI because I couldn't lay down and lay in that machine. But the way, you know, touch and feel, it's very deeply bruised.
Wow. You must have done some job.
Well, I'm a good skater, and I didn't see it coming, and it was a hard impact. I was totally winded, could not breathe, could not speak afterwards. I'm lucky I didn't really break anything, but
yeah.
I definitely will try your suggestions, and I'm a first-time caller, and your show is wonderful.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I hope we can help you. All right. Marcia from Manhattan, you're next on the Wilner Window.
Hi. I'm a longtime Wilner shopper. I love your store. I have actually two questions. My first is, I've bought an organic coconut oil, which I've been using as a spread on bread, and it's just delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't seem to find information on the internet about the caloric content and the fact that it's saturated. I'm 76, and everything I eat goes to my belly. Every sweet I eat goes to my belly. And so I'm concerned about, you know, the qualities in this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As far as calories, being an oil, what is that, 9 calories per gram, Don?
Yes, all oils, regardless of what they might be, have pretty much the same caloric content, 9 calories per gram. So the calories are going to be the same, whether it's olive oil, coconut oil, corn oil, safflower oil, or whatever, okay? Coconut oil is different in its makeup of the types of fatty acids that compose it than it is other kinds of oil. You want me to continue with this, Arnie?
Okay. Can, sure.
Some nutritionists and people are kind of making out coconut oil to be something miraculous. I'm not quite sure I'm ready to treat coconut oil as all that wonderful yet. There is a lot of evidence for olive oil, and I am, you know, I'm impressed to a degree with the weight of the evidence of the benefits. So I'm a little bit more inclined to use olive oil than I am coconut oil. And you can cook with olive oil. They have a spread now in the stores. It's a mixture of olive oil and butter. I don't know what the ratio is, but it's either mostly olive oil and a small amount of butter, or somewhere about half and half, I believe. And I've started using that to spread, you know, for spreading and things I used to use butter for. The coconut oil contains medium chain triglycerides and something called lauric acid, which might have some antibacterial properties as it gets broken down. Perhaps whether or not that's a reason to use it as your cooking oil or as your spread at this point, I don't know. I think the jury is still out on whether coconut oil would be better than olive oil, for example. Does that answer your question?
No, I mainly use it to satisfy my sweet tooth. And the other
sweet
question
tooth?
Is, how do you
use coconut oil to satisfy your sweet tooth?
I spread it on bread, and it's just wonderful.
Oh, it's just something that she finds satisfying.
But
if you're worried about calories, you should be aware that fat, coconut oil is 9 calories a gram. Sweets, carbohydrates, are 4 calories a gram. So by substituting the oil for some sweets, you're more than doubling your intake of calories, assuming that you're taking in equal amounts. Are you aware of that? Now, if you can only eat one, maybe a half a teaspoon of coconut oil rather than a half a pound of chocolates, then maybe you're coming out okay. But on a weight-for-weight basis, the coconut oil is 2.5 times more calories than the sweets. Assuming the sweet is mostly carbohydrate. Now, if you're calling a sweet something that is loaded with oil also, then it kind of messes up my figures. But do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
And how does coconut oil compare with butter? Is it...
I already answered that question. Told you all oils and fats are the same caloric content, unless you get something that's whipped up with air. You know, that'll hide, okay? But on a gram per gram basis, oils and fats are 9 calories a gram.
Thanks so
now,
much.
There are some oils, CLA, conjugated linoleic acid. Is that right, Arnie? That particular oil seems to have an effect in redistributing fat and maybe even helping to lose weight. So there are some oils that, in spite of their caloric content, may have a metabolic action that can help in losing weight. But that's a totally different kind of oil. That's something called CLA. I don't know that you would spread that on bread.
No. Okay. Thanks for that call, Marcia. Okay, it's time for a quick break. You're listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR New York, WGKA down in Atlanta. We'll be back after these messages.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Blue Bonnet Nutrition, with its finger on the pulse of nutritional science, has introduced one of the most revolutionary cardio support formulas on the market, Ageless Trans Resveratrol. Resveratrol is a natural occurring polyphenol found in grapes and Japanese knotweed. It has long been associated with the French paradox, which is the surprisingly low incidence of cardiovascular disease in France, where consumption of resveratrol-rich red wine and a high-fat diet is commonplace. Blue Bonnet Its ageless trans resveratrol provides the more stable, active trans isomer from red wine extract and Japanese knotweed in three potencies, 100, 250, and 500 milligrams. So although Blue Bonnet will never claim to mend a broken heart, if you choose ageless trans resveratrol, you will never skip a beat. Blue Bonnet's ageless trans resveratrol, another cardio support formula from Blue Bonnet, available at Wilner Chemists. You'll love it.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. All righty. As I said, we'll get to the phones, and let's talk to Shirley, calling from Atlanta. Hi, Shirley.
Hi. How are you? Thank you for taking my call. I would like to know about acid reflux and ulcers.
Okay.
I would like to know if it's something that I could take for these problems.
That you could take for what?
This problem, yes.
Okay, so you have acid reflux?
Yes.
Okay.
And do you actually have an ulcer now?
I'm thinking I do. I'm not for sure. I haven't been diagnosed as ulcers.
You've just been told you have acid reflux?
Yes.
Okay, and that's when, did the doctor say you had a hiatal hernia, or he just said you had gastroesophageal?
Yes, hiatal hernia.
Okay, well, that's the reason why, because your stomach is popping up through the diaphragm, and you get regurgitation of acid into the esophagus, and that's what causes the burning. So what you need to do is, number one, you need to heal the area, and the thing which we like that heals the area very well is called DGL. Which stands for deglycerized licorice.
That's what I got.
Okay, you have the DGL?
Yes.
Do you chew it? And
yes.
Okay.
I do.
Does that do anything for you?
It does. But I really wanted you to confirm this.
Okay.
Okay. I really can tell a difference when I do this. Could you tell me if this will heal it?
I'm sorry?
Will it heal it?
Yeah, that's the purpose really of the DGL is to be a healing substance. It's the licorice is very healing. And if you take it, the best way to take it is to chew the licorice about a half hour before meals.
Oh. Before meals.
Yeah, you want it to get to the area when there's no food around.
I see.
If you need it other times, you can do it as well. But make sure you take it at least three times a day, about a half hour before you eat.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Shirley. Thanks so much for that call. Okay, Martha from Tenafly, New Jersey. You're next on the Wilner Window.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for your fantastic, informative program.
Aw, shucks.
I'm 81 years old, and I want to ask you, I'm taking Benicar, 20 milligrams, and I was reading about vinpocetine, which is supposed to increase your circulation.
Yeah.
Would you advise me to also take that, even though I'm taking blood pressure medication?
Dr. Podell,
I'm trying to understand the connection there. The Benicar is a very good drug for lowering blood pressure. Vinpocetine is supposed to help, I guess, cognitive thinking such. Now, one has to look up to see if there's any potential drug interactions. Perhaps Don is doing this even as we speak. That wouldn't be something to keep in my head. But why are you juxtaposing them as if one were not the good thing for the other?
Well, I read that you have to be careful about taking vinpocetine if you're on blood pressure medications.
Okay. This I have to look up because I don't really
a blood
know.
Pressure medication or blood or medication to thin your blood?
No, it's blood pressure medication, Benicar.
No. I mean, when you say that you saw a comment saying that you have to be careful taking vinpocetine, did it say be careful taking with blood pressure medication?
Yes.
Or thinning medication?
No, blood thinning medication. Blood pressure medication.
Oh. Well, it can thin the blood. You know, you have to be careful in taking it with something like a warfarin or you know, medicine that might thin the blood. And if your blood pressure is related to atherosclerosis and things of that sort, and maybe you have to be careful from that standpoint, then I guess indirectly you need to be careful. Otherwise, I don't think so.
Okay, I think I'm just looking here online at the package insert for a vinpocetine product. It doesn't mention anything about blood pressure being either a side effect or an interaction. But I think your pharmacist should have access to a database, and certainly Wilner's does. What you call it?
It doesn't appear. It doesn't appear that there would be any significant interaction between the vinpocetine and the Benicar. Okay, but once again, as Dr. Podell said, check with your pharmacist because he's aware of everything else that.
Yeah, they got good computerized databases.
Okay, thanks for that call. And now we have to pause to let you hear a nice message about Zyflamin.
is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right. Well, it's time for us to wind things down for this week. We've come to the end of this episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. Okay, please visit us at either of our two stores and visit us in person at either of our two stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue, block south of Grand Central Terminal, or the downtown store, 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. I'd like to thank Noah and Ira for helping us out today. And please stay tuned for the Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini at 4 o'clock, immediately following the Wilner Window. We'll return next Sunday, 2 o'clock. Hope you're with us.
Thank you for listening to the Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer.